So can you explain and elaborate a little bit more about Article 13 and 11 and what's being brought forth by the European Union?
Okay. Articles 11 and 13 are considered to be the more contentious aspects of the new copyright directive from the EU. Article 11 has been dubbed the link tax, and the idea here is that there's a lot of companies like Google, Facebook, etc., who you know, are funded by advertising and other means, and aggregate a lot of news stories from sources. And none of that money goes back to the original news publishers. So they want to put a tax on linking to news stories. Now, just as an example, the Spanish government tried this a couple of years ago. They tried to get Google News to pay money back to Spanish news publishers, and Google just stopped providing Google News in Spain.
Well, that's one way to shut it down, I suppose.
And Article 13 has been dubbed the censorship machine or the upload filter. And look, there's an existing precedent for this with YouTube's content ID system. So every video that gets uploaded to YouTube is basically checked against a portfolio of copyright owner's material. So, you know, if you upload a clip of a movie I can't even think what's out of the cinema at the moment. If you upload a clip of a Star Wars movie, you know, YouTube's got a bank of all the Star Wars movies, and it will get flagged as an infringement. Article 13 proposes that every online platform that accepts user content should have such a filter like this.
Wow. So what major implications could this reform have on social media platforms and creative contents published online?
There's a lot of implications. I mean, I think there are genuine concerns here. I mean, what we've seen with Content ID running on YouTube is that the system can't tell the difference between an infringing use and a fair use.
Wow.
So that's a big problem, because this becomes automated, and then, you know, the user has to file a dispute, and these can go on for many months. For platforms, it means that every platform that accepts user-created content or allows people to upload stuff is going to have such a filter. Now, bear in mind, Content ID cost Google $60 million.
Whoa.
So if you're a small operator, perhaps you run a site about cake baking, and you allow people to upload photos and videos of the cakes that they've made, you need to have a filter.
Oh, jeez.
You know, the worry is it will push a lot of small operators out of business, but then by virtue of that, it will consolidate a lot of internet presence around the current big players, your Twitter, your Facebook, your Instagram, your YouTube, who can actually afford to have this sort of filter in place.
Which is sad, because, I mean, the idea of social media and those kind of online platforms are created for the people, and that's how it's been. So it would be really sad to see that kind of push back. Do you think that it's possible to see a similar amendment being made in Australia, in Australia's copyright law?
Look, I haven't seen it tabled here yet, but it wouldn't surprise me if it did get tabled at some point. I know that the Australian content industry have been quite happy with the EU's moves. I know that the Australian Independent Records Association said that they felt the introduction of the content filters in Europe would bring more balance to the industry. So they see it as a way of protecting their works. I mean, but the thing is, a lot of the ways in which these works are being used are very innocuous, very everyday things that people wouldn't necessarily have the money to license anyway. I mean, if you make a meme out of a still from some reality TV show, what are they expecting every single person to pay, you know, a dollar or something? You know,
good luck.
It would, you know, fundamentally change internet culture as it has developed.
Yeah. My next question is, apart from having to, I suppose the repercussions of potentially having to buy this license, different and drastic could the online landscape become in Australia if this happens?
Well, could you imagine, going to a social media account, logging into your Facebook, and only seeing material that has been generated by corporations, you know, corporate sanctioned stuff. So there'd be no kind of unofficial remixes or funny mashups. I mean, I saw a great mashup the other day of lyrics from a heavy metal band, Slayer, overlaid over the Benny Hill theme music.
It
was very funny. But something like that would be, you know, outlawed straight away. You wouldn't have any more kind of user-generated content. And for me, and I'm sure many others, that's one of the integral parts of web culture, is how people react to media, how they appropriate it, mix it, and redeploy it.
Mm. So do you think that we're able to find some kind of medium ground here where industries aren't losing money, but, you know, being able to create memes and remixes and et cetera can still thrive?
Well, this is the problem. When you have an automated filter, it can't tell the difference. I mean, at the moment, most copyright laws around the world have well-established exceptions for things like parody and satire, which might cover a lot of memes, not all of them, but it might cover a lot. But the thing is, you know, an automated filter that is just matching, is this a copy or is it not? It can't tell whether that copy is an infringing copy or whether or not it's a parody. You see? The technology is very all or nothing. It's not nuanced enough. And there's no human kind of checking these. So it then puts a burden on the user to then have to launch a dispute.